It's just a pleasure to welcome Arch Crawford, a favorite of ours for almost 14 years here on GoldSeek.com radio. He has his latest updates on the markets. Welcome back, Arch Crawford.
Oh, delighted to be here. Thanks for calling.
It's great to have you as always. And I understand you've probably got your report ready on the markets. Anything interesting happening?
We actually said in an earlier newsletter that we thought we were getting near a top and that we would probably go short on the 15th of May. And it may bounce a little bit more than that because we've come down more early on. The Dow Jones Industrials and the Transportations both broke their 200-day moving averages. And I think the RTY did as well. That's the Russell 2000. With today's action, they held yesterday. They went well below and then bounced up a little bit at the close. But today they bounced back above the 200-day moving averages. And most of the major indices have not gotten down to their 200s, which I think is still will be some considerable support. So we'll be watching that carefully. We're still hanging on the negative side for now.
My guess is you probably also are paying attention to the constellations and things of that nature. Is there anything from an astronomical perspective or, you know, astrological perspective that you're keeping an eye on here?
Well, we did mention in the last letter that there were several areas of time where there were like two planet aspects within 2 days. And there's an even a little period coming up here a little later in the month where there are 12 in planet-to-planet aspects in 3 days. And we were considering there will probably be more negative of the aspects than the positive.
Have you ever considered or thought much at all about the prospect of Dyson spheres? I know that you are interested in deep space anomalies and things of that nature. And you may recall the Professor Dyson proposed that second and third level energy civilizations far beyond where we are might try to harness the energy of stars, neutron stars. And
since we are so way out at the corner of the galaxy, probably nearer the center of the galaxy was where civilization probably developed first, and they could be way ahead of us, as in the movie Contact.
Well, that's interesting you'd mention that, because we've found numerous signs and images of holographic projection devices that seem to be harnessing the power of very small neutron stars, somewhere in the nature of 1 to 2 miles in diameter. Found that all over the universe. I know that our authorities are aware of this, but no one wants to talk about it.
It's well known that our government went to extreme secrecy after the saucer crashed in, what was it, New Mexico?
The Roswell incident?
Yeah, that was, what, 47 or 48? And they formed a very, very top secret organizations, which they didn't even tell us the names of until much, much later. But I met Al Billick, who he said was one of the two survivors of the Philadelphia experiment, and he said that at the highest levels of government physics and math, he had seen three different alien species working with our government. So it's
We've been decoding off-world signals now from radio telescopes for several months. I actually have decrypted only just one series of letters, S-O-S-O-S-O-S, and also the phrase, I come. It appears that there are a lot more than three species of intelligent hominids. It appears that the human is something of an oddity, even a rare, you might say a rarity, in the hominid species world, at the highest levels with the largest brains, is invariably reptilian. They're reptiles. And not only that, one of the lower of the higher species we've run into, with, by the way, brains that wouldn't fit in a football player's helmet, bigger than a football player's helmet. There's actually even intelligent snakes who cannot take a hominid form. We find cephalopod-like creatures, bird-like creatures. They appear to operate holographic projectors, and they seem to be the overlords of this galaxy. I can't speak beyond this galaxy, but there appears to be a reptilian overlord. Switch over to the precious metals markets or any other sectors like West Texas Intermediate Crude that you're interested in.
Certainly, I have charts on both. Gold is in a significantly long, in terms of days and a couple of weeks, a flat line. And then they popped up out of that for the first time since around the, it entered this pattern around the 11th or 12th of April. And so it's looking a little better now than it has in a while. I'm very positive on gold long term, and I think everyone should have a little bit in a shoebox or something. But trading wise, it hadn't been very positive lately, and it's not going to be really positive until it breaks above about 1365 to 1375. And there's been a long term bottoming forming, and the neckline is about has been from 1375 drifting lower to about 1365 now. So I want to see it break above that. And but if when it breaks above that, I'm afraid that it's going to go a long way in one day or overnight because of it. You've got over six to almost 7 years of buying power being rallied, but not being productive yet. So I think long-term gold, terrific. Short-term, better than it has been. Intermediate-term, still doubtful. It could still stay in this flat bottoming process another 2 days or another 2 years.
That's a theme we've heard from so many of our guests. Many of our folks believe that there's, you know, nefarious forces at play containing the market, but that will eventually end in a sudden and violent spike on the upward trajectory. Now, turning to equities, we've had an awful lot of naysayers for many, many, many years, and they've just been perennially wrong. Is there a chance that this consolidation that we're in, if and when we recover, might lead to surprisingly higher highs for another year or two?
I'm expecting a higher high in September, but I'm expecting much worse in January. So we'll see how October and November fare. But I did a study many years ago and found that every crash that has occurred in the stock market in my lifetime have been in the same 40% of the Mars-Uranus cycle, which is only a little variation from 2 years. And of course, we do not have a crash every 2 years, but every crash that's occurred has been in the same 40% of the two-year time frame. And I wrote a paper on it in the late 90s, and there have been two more since then, and both of them have been, you know, 2001 and 2008 were both in the that period. And I wrote in my newsletter that during the last one, not the last one, it was several years ago, that the we would be in that period until March of 2009. And you may remember the bottom was the weekend of the 9th, Friday, Monday, 9th to 12th. I think one was a low hour and the other was a low day. And we re-enter that 40% in the middle of November. And the chart, the sky for January, looked very severe.
Let's look at the bigger picture. I know that you have, for many decades, watched for, you know, signs that could lead to severe economic, even sociological upheaval. Do you see anything happening, anything along those lines?
Most astrologers are aware of the approaching combination of Saturn and Pluto, and they tend to be pretty dangerous on when they meet, and which is only about every 28 to 30 years. They will be coming up And at the same time, Pluto in the sky is coming up to its position in the United States July 4th, 1776 chart. So we're going to have Pluto return. That's ended a lot of civilizations, 240-some years.
So it's a 240-year cycle, you say?
Yeah, it varies. I think it's around 243. But you know, a lot of our civilizations that we have watched come and go over the century have been in that date range of their how long they lasted. And I think even Rome was like three of them. They kept coming back after the Wicca period. God bless them.
You're pointing to a cycle astrologers believe is tied to particularly the fall of major civilizations around the world, you know, the Latin culture that seemed to be able to resist that. We've had here a pretty good run from 1776, you might say, and that would be maybe approaching the 240-year zenith.
We were never expecting it to last this long.
I'm sure they would be surprised, especially now given, you know, what's occurring in our country.
But what's occurring is already been in the stars. As I said, I mentioned about the Saturn-Pluto conjunctions as being rather damaging to economics and about civilizations in general. When it gets up to where Pluto is, and the Pluto will be aspecting the natal Pluto of the United States. So this time it's going to be Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, and Jupiter may save us from any total annihilation or anything like that. But the big problem in the United States has been for several years that Mars is retrograde for the first time in the United States progress chart. And it went retrograde, I think, in about 2007 or 2008 or 2009, and maybe earlier. It stays retrograde for about 70, 72 years, something like that. And somebody asked me at a conference, says, well, what would it be like when that's finished? And I said, we'll be a third world country.
What we found is that they're essentially hyperspheres, if you will, or what's known as a tesseract, or you might say a fourth dimensional sphere. And the implications for your work, it confirms the majority and bulk of astrology, that the planets and the stars are the governing and most significant force, much more so than any human being, and the governing force of all life. So what I suspect is you astrologers picked up on a pattern, on a series of the entire multiverse.
The best book on it that I've ever read was written down about 3,600 years ago, and is the I Ching, Chinese Book of Changes. And it has every possibility of how much light and how much darkness. And it's divided into like
64. Yeah, 8 by 8 squares. Yeah.
Yeah. And 8 is very, they are considered very lucky in China.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We like the 7s better. Yeah. I think they have a better reason for it. But even in our Bible, I think that the names that add up to an 8 or devolve into an 8 were considered the good people. And
no, it's interesting because we're finding in these signals Hebrew, an ancient Hebrew Aramaic, a symbol. It blew us away. This was last night when we started to publish the results. The Hebrew Aramaic character, Aleph, the conversation that we found and decoded and now deciphered, it begins the conversation with the letter Aleph. And it just so happens the Bible begins with the first letter of the Hebrew language, which is Aleph. And it is the only character we've been able to identify, although there's a few others as well. It's written in a different way.
If you go to the poems of Solomon and look at the Proverbs, the Psalms, the first psalm is based around the shape and the meaning of Aleph. And the second psalm is built around the shape and the Hebrew shape of the letter Bayez. And they have the 22 letters, and the 23rd psalm is one very familiar to many people.
Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, the Psalm of David.
On the shape and the meaning of the word Yahweh.
Well, that's interesting you'd mention all this, because I was just writing about it and studying it last night while trying to put together this paper. Interestingly, we get our term alphabet, the first two characters of the Hebrew language, Aleph and Bet, extraterrestrial radio telescope decoded source. And there are 22 characters, and you are correct. The Psalm of King David, Psalm 23, this one everyone knows as Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, widely considered one of the greatest of the Psalms. So you've covered the bases so far. Should investors be watching their portfolios carefully in 2019, or do you see clear sailing ahead?
I would say that you do have to keep a careful watch on it, but I am expecting a return to the highs around early September, give or take a few weeks. We enter the crash possible period in about the middle of November, and then it goes on for about 8 or 9 months. So that's where I'm looking for the next crash. Other astrologers will be watching the Saturn-Pluto. Oh, and I meant to mention the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in longitude is what they are looking at. But I also noticed that the Saturn-Pluto oppositions in declination or north-south orientation have already begun a couple of years ago and may be adding to the weirdness that's going on in the world.
Well, I have some information that you may find interesting. I'm sure you've heard many people speculate that Saturn and Pluto were just dwarf stars. Well, we've actually proven they are stars. They just are not emitting plasma at this moment in any large amounts. But they are most certainly stars. In fact, I would argue Jupiter is a much more powerful star than our star, even though it's much, much less massive. And Neptune, but I suspect they both are as well. Arch Crawford, we really appreciate your thoughts and look forward to hearing more in 2019.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. Goldseek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses VaultChain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. VaultChain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through OneGold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, OneGold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. VaultChain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses VaultChain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.